This is News Talk.
Quite a worrying front page headline on the front of the Irish Times, and then you get into the details and maybe you might take some comfort from it. So the headline is fears grow of 1,000 COVID cases a day by July 19th. There are growing fears in government that the COVID-19 Delta variant could be responsible for more than 1,000 cases a day by July 19th. And of course, that's the date on which international travel is due to resume, and the hope would be for that particular sector that indoor dining would also resume. Ministers are going to be briefed at today's cabinet meeting on updated modelling from NPHET, which suggests that a surge of Delta variant infections is likely to be underway within the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And I suppose we've kind of been hovering around the 300 or 400 cases for the past weeks and months, and now we're seeing that start to increase gradually. But what's interesting about the article is that the headline is fears of 1,000 cases a day by July 19th, but then the article goes on to say, however, officials do not expect these cases to lead to a corresponding rise in hospital admissions, as vaccination provides strong protection against falling seriously ill with COVID-19. And I suppose that's the view of Boris Johnson and his government too, isn't it? They keep saying we've broken the link, that the link is gone now between the number of cases that you have and hospitalisation figures. And that seems to be what they're expecting here, that we'll have all of these cases in the next couple of weeks, but because the most vulnerable in the main have been vaccinated, that we won't see a rise in hospitalisations. So that should give some hope to us this morning. The Irish Independent on the whole area of vaccines, their headline, pharmacies overwhelmed by young seeking vaccines, and pharmacists are struggling to meet a huge demand for vaccines. And official figures from the Irish Pharmacy Union show that there's just one jab available for every 10 people on waiting lists. Thousands of people aged 18 to 34 face a queue of up to 3 weeks to get the jab, although optimism rose as pharmacists are each promised deliveries of up to 100 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week. Separately, I know of people who have registered weeks ago for their vaccine, age sort of 38, 39, and still haven't heard a word even about their date. But 750 pharmacies began administering the vaccine yesterday, and many have already used up their supplies on the over 50s. So that's the front of the Irish Independent. The Irish Daily Mail goes with what Ciara was mentioning there, these dining passes that you could get if you're vaccinated. And the Mail says letters to be sent to those who are fully vaccinated or have recovered from COVID-19 could be used as indoor dining passes from July 19th. The document will outline a person's vaccine status or if they've recovered from the virus, and will be issued by the government and sent to more than 1.8 million people in the next 2 weeks. And the government is currently scrambling to reopen the hospitality sector within 2 weeks using the EU digital COVID certificate. But there was speculation last night that this would not be achievable within the time frame. They seem to think that it would be easier to send out this letter to people that you bring with you for indoor dining. That indoor dining is also on the front of the Irish Examiner. July 19 reopening targeted. More than 1.8 million COVID certs are to be issued in the next 10 days to try accelerate the reopening of indoor dining. So reading that article, it's quite positive that we're on track for July 19th. Of course, we'll get more details at a crucial cabinet meeting next week about where we are in terms of our good old friend the Delta variant and if all this reopening can happen. Now, away from COVID, really shocking story on the front of the Irish Examiner by Aoife Moore, the political correspondent there. And this is the news that a female solicitor was told to remove her bra in order to visit her client in a Dublin prison. And the alarm sounded as this solicitor was going through the security monitor at Cloverhill Prison back in 2020. She has made an official complaint. And after the alarm went off, when she went through the security monitor, she was directed to take off her shoes, earring, watch and jacket. As she passed through after doing so, the alarm went off again, and she claims in her complaint that one man in a group of male prison officers asked her, "Are you wearing any underwear?" And that was the reason why the alarm was sounding. The solicitor was then told that she would not be able to enter the prison if the monitor continued to sound, so I'd have to take my underwear off had I wanted to gain access. And the woman said she was left with no option other than to comply with the condition on my entry. At this stage, I was absolutely horrified by what was happening. I felt extremely embarrassed and very exploited. She also says that she learned that a male colleague had visited the same client. The alarm went off 3 times on passing through the scanner, but he wasn't asked to take off his underwear. And this solicitor says she hasn't been back in prison visiting clients since because she's been so shook by what happened there. So that's a big story in the front of the Irish Examiner. A lot more details on the front page about that. Also, the story that we had in the news there, it's on the front of the Irish Times, that one worker in the health service received more than €640,000 from the HSE last year. The person's understood to be a hospital consultant who carried out locum cover, and this kind of work can be more than double the basic salary for the position prior to the inclusion of other potential payments like clinical allowances or on-call fees. Certainly an awful lot of money, big bucks involved there. And as Stephen McMahon from the Patients Association was pointing out on our news here on News Talk, €640,000 more than the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and two ministers combined salaries. Now, the by-election is ramping up, obviously, ahead of voting day this week, and the Irish Independent and the Irish Daily Mail both covering the news that RTE has admitted it was wrong to broadcast a TV show featuring Labour's Ivana Bacik just 3 days out from the by-election in Dublin Bay South. RTE is blaming an inadvertent error for the programme being shown on Sunday night with the Labour senator, and she featured, Ivana Bacik featured on a programme called National Treasures on RTE on Sunday night, and as a result of this, RTE now has to show a special report on the by-election on primetime tonight to make sure that fair coverage is given to all candidates. We don't know, though, if Ivana Bacik is going to be on this show, and there's a big row because Fine Gael complained to RTE after Ivana Bacik appeared on the show. Very, very interesting indeed. It was watched by 31,000 people over the age of 18 in Dublin, and it's not on the RTE player at the moment. Now, the Irish Daily Mirror goes through what we like to barbecue, and regular listeners to Breakfast Briefing here will know that I'm not a fan of barbecues at all. Lots of you are, though, and we are becoming very extravagant in what we're barbecuing, it would seem, because gourmet grillers are swapping burgers and bangers for fresh steak and asparagus on the barbecue. Iceberg lettuce is out and old-fashioned fluffy white rolls are gone. They're being overtaken by brioche buns, and Middle Eastern sausages made with lamb are a favourite of 1 in 5 barbecue enthusiasts, along with plant-based alternatives. Side dishes of supermarket potato salad and coleslaw are a no-no, as well as pasta salad, bowls of nuts and crisps, because these people now prefer serving up asparagus, prawns and very, very fancy cabbage as well. So gourmet choices all round. Final story for you comes from the Irish Daily Star, and I suppose we love to think that we're a great holiday destination and that the Americans love coming to Ireland. Well, it turns out that American travel experts have dubbed Ireland not interesting enough. They've been looking at a list of English speaking holiday spots. Britain was also branded not very interesting, and it's still ranked ahead of us, though, while countries from Canada to Jamaica are now considered more interesting than Ireland. This is a website called Far and Wide, which is a big travel website, and it reckons Ireland is best known for Guinness and cliffs. How depressing that we're best known for alcohol and a cliff. But anyway, they say that the Emerald Isle is renowned for its astonishing coastline. Rugged high cliffs stand against the forces of water and wind to make an exciting wild landscape. But for all its charms, Irish cuisine can really only be described as meh, which makes the country lose several points there. And Far and Wide said that the world may be obsessed with the royal family in the UK, but the Queen is one of the least interesting parts of the UK. So we're all getting criticised here by the American tourists. Anyway.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.